became aware of the power of conversation when I was a stay-at-home mom of three preschoolers. Friends would call and I'd talk their ears off, desperate for adult communication. If I remember correctly, some of them quit calling. When the children became teenagers, I loved driving them wherever they needed to go, as when there was no eye contact, they were much more open and talkative, giving me an important view into their worlds.
Too much of living, breathing, and being alone opened that window specifically with Agnes. When deep in the ugly grays of winter, I called her out of the blue to ask if she would simply phone me for just 1 week for 5 minutes, just to ask me what I was doing for the day, so I could talk to someone, hear another voice. Note, loneliness being one of our conversational themes over the last year, to make my long story even longer, before long it was Agnes who suggested that our 5 minute sound checks were actually interesting, and going on for 20-30 minutes, we would just take off. I firmly believe that conversation saves us. It heals and reveals.
And now, as a boomer who doesn't have any interest in retiring, I am rejuvenated, replenished by conversation. I'm cognizant of the power and the importance of both conversation and story. And Suleika, I appreciate always being able to exchange ideas, thoughts, and words with you.
Well, one other thing. Whenever I mention that our podcast is called The Lost Art of Conversation, the response is always positive. There's always an emotional response of, oh, great, that's a great idea. So going with that, let's go with it.
Let's go.
Hello.
Hello, how are you this morning?
Next, how are you today?
I'm fine. How was your weekend?
Oh, I'm just going to say this once. Fairy is a mind fuck. That's all I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, I can't even begin to describe it. It's the Wi-Fi doesn't work. There's too many people. You can't go anywhere without being with everybody else. I don't like it at all. I have to figure out how I'm going to maneuver myself for the next decade. I'm just not going to do it.
Well, just don't do it in the summer.
Yeah. Yesterday was a particularly interesting day. Coming back, they had a transit operator at Horseshoe Bay, and he was directing traffic, and there was just so many people. There had to be 1,000. No, I think they said 570 people walk-ons, so they were all waiting for a bus. Well, it was very hot, and there was lots of kids, and there was lots of crying, and there was lots of upset. There weren't enough buses. So I talked to the transit operator guy, because he was standing there, and I said, I don't understand. And he said, oh, it's a stat holiday. And I said, yes, but it's summer. This is the peak season for visitors. It's tourist season. Everybody wants to be here. Everybody wants to get on the ferry. Has nobody thought about that? And he started laughing, and he said, well, they call it an international city, but we have third world infrastructure. And so we started talking, and he said, yesterday, when people were trying to get from Horseshoe Bay to Vancouver, it took 2 hours to get from Horseshoe Bay to Denman Street.
Oh, my God.
And so,
well, and that, too, is exactly what I've been saying about that 6 lanes into one to go into the tunnel.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Like whose idea was that?
Well, I said to him, because he was amenable, he was talkable, he was interested, and so we had a conversation. It wasn't just me.
Well, you weren't blaming him, so that was probably a big thing.
Probably. But I said, surely somebody is taking care of numbers of people, increases in population, traveling, all of that. And he said, yes, we are. And then he said, this was the most startling thing. He said, we were trying to put in a new light, a new stop-and-go light, traffic light, at, I think he said, the foot of Heath Road and whatever it is up there. I can't remember my North Van places. But it's fairly prominent, and it's something everybody knows. And he said, there are 5 governments that they have to go through to get authorization to go forward with it. 5. So it's TransLink, City of North Vancouver, the District of North Vancouver, the province, and the federal government. And I said, how is that going for you? And he said, it's still not. So I don't know why that is. Why do we populate decisions with so many people that can't make a decision? It happens everywhere, doesn't it?
Well, and how many of those decision makers are from that district? You know, maybe the Two North Van, but
yeah.
Other than that.
Anyway, that was the journey. It took 6 hours to get home. And now I've got more stuff to take care of, cats and parents and blah, blah. So the Qualicum Beach was fun. She made a ton of money. It was a lot of work. It was a good day. And yeah.
Well, that's good.
So I hired as the next coordinator for the next.
Whatever became of that council meeting you went to?
Oh, well, it was a fait accompli. They had 3 hours of people, 3 hours of people talking, defending their neighborhood. Please don't do this. It's a quiet neighborhood. All the things that people say to preserve the investment that they made. And there's other places to build rental housing. And it was all ignored. And by the end of the meeting, this is our decision. And they're going to go ahead and put in rental housing in the middle of single dwelling housing.
And the infrastructure can handle that, can it?
No, it can't. But nobody, they're in charge. So it's an autocratic, this is what we believe to be true situation. And you have to accept it. There's nothing, you don't have any recourse. There's no democracy at play there. It's all developers and.
Well, it's where the money lies, isn't it?
It's exactly that. But 30 years ago or whenever it was, the attitude, especially in Qualicum Beach, let's preserve this as a place that is not commercialized, that is the way we want it to be. But somewhere in the last 10 years, developers have, this is a great place. So all the waterfront is going to be developed for business and residential renters. So people are upset.
Yeah. And I think too, they let it happen in Parksville, didn't they? So it's just overflow. And part of me, just at risk of sounding argumentative, they shot themselves in the foot when they started really catering to wealthy retired people.
Right.
Despite the fact that they may like their property, they also want to, maintain it as a place for other wealthy people, because that also helps maintain property values. And I realize that there's a certain number of people who are the Sharnas of the world, and they live there for, quality of life and size of community, all that sort of stuff. But it's, yes, like everything else, I guess it's such a complex issue, in terms of so many layers.
Well, the thing that's missing is urban planning, which is the way that governments used to, they used to be able to plan out how things would change. Progress, sure, progress is part of life. But they would plan in a way that there was a quorum of decision making that, okay, this makes sense for everybody. But I think her argument and why she's so decisive about the neighborhood, if you will, is that it's not thoughtful. It's not thought out. It's we want to do what we want to do, say the developers, and you're just going to have to deal with it, which isn't what urban planning should be.
Well, then again, it's a tax base and
yes.
All that sort of stuff. So more money for the municipality or whatever it is up there. And boils down to money. It's always about the money. And unfortunately, they don't spend some of that money on the infrastructure. So they'll put in a bunch of apartment blocks and next winter following, everybody's water's backing up into their bathtubs because it's just can't cope.
That's the realities. Anyway, it was a good weekend in terms of helping her out. It was fun.
Good.
And I found out where the cat disappeared when you came for your visit.
Oh.
Tubby up in the attic, and he has a big bed there, and he luxuriates in his silence. So when I couldn't find him, that's where he was.
Well, I mean, it's his house, so I wasn't concerned in terms of, I knew he'd be fine wherever he was. I just sort of felt bad that he felt the need to.
Well, I couldn't figure out where the hell he was. That was my thing. Anyway, how was your weekend?
Good, good. Productive. I continued on with the Story Goddess. You can check that page out at some point in time. And
good.
Decide how you like it.
Yes.
The birth of the story god. Or was it the birth? I can't remember. Maybe I didn't even use a word. Oh, the birth of the story goddess, yes.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, and I took some of the side comments that I think maybe were meant for me, but I thought they worked, so I just put it in. And yeah. Anyways, yeah, so I did some work on yours, and ironed. Oh, did I tell you? Oh, forget that thought.
Okay. Did you? How's your client going with the book? Or whatever she's doing. I can't remember the details. The one
the other client.
Yeah.
Just it's slow process. I mean, she's got one book written, which will be her theme, I think.
Yeah.
And for her, it's all about her island life, right? Because
yeah.
Basically, the book is called Permission Granted. Like, we all dream about doing that, but it's we come up with all sorts of excuses why we can't or shouldn't or whatever. And she's saying, do it, you know, like, and I think I agree with her insofar as, yeah, I've always said nothing needs to be forever. And she did it very carefully. Like, she didn't sell up and just move. She moved down there and made sure that was going to work for her. And yeah, I think we all, I mean, we so often avoid. I just watched a dreadfully sad movie, and it was a Pixar film, little tiny, you know, 5-minute thing. And it was totally depressing. And I'm going, like, Pixar was, and it was just about that, like, never, ever really going for your dreams.
Right.
And I thought Pixar was supposed to be for children, but this was, like, so depressing.
Oh,
but, and you know what I meant to tell you? You talked about earning a whole bunch of money. Is I talked to my friend, the husband of my Tuesday person, who is also an artist. And he had suggested, let me bring this up, Winchester Gallery. Now, he did say if you go through a gallery, they're probably going to charge you close to 50%.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. He said an auction, you might go as low as 30%.
Yep.
But he gave me a name, and you're welcome to drop his name if you just wanted to pick the brain of this person.
Thank you very much.
So do you want me to email you the details?
Yes.
Or do you want to? Okay.
That'd be good.
All right. Yeah, he said it's so hard to do in terms of marketing artwork these days.
Well, it's life changes, and that's how it works. It's not ever static.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, that's just the challenge of the moment. That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. So what's on the agenda for this week? It sounds like you're hitting the ground running.
I am. I actually need to set up this traveling again to the island for wedding next week. And I have to get to the Tawasin Ferry. When you come in, you get your daughter to pick you up, of course, but there must be a bus. I'll just phone Translink and find out how to get out to Tawasin.
In the olden days, yeah. I used to have to transfer in Ladner. But nowadays, I'm sure there must be a bus that goes straight out.
Yeah.
And is that this weekend, though?
No, it's not until the 13th, which is in the middle of the week. Remember, it was Wednesday?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And
I've got the 14th here for some reason. But
you're right. It's the 14th. I'm I haven't got my books in front of me.
Oh.
It is the 14th, and that's a Wednesday, and I am planning to come on Tuesday and go back Thursday. I really can't afford to monkey around. I just, it sounded like a great idea 2 months ago, but like everything else, you know, life happens and, you know, things just demand your attention.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a scoot in and a scoot out. But I'm a little perplexed about how to get there. So I guess I need your address. I've never had your address. So when you email the other information, could you email your address so that I can point, so I can get the wedding party to figure out how we're going to coordinate so that I know where you are and they know where they are, and so I can get a ride to where I need to go.
Well, I mean, so the wedding's on Wednesday?
Yeah.
I can drive you. I have my 9 a.m. that I'm finished by 10:30. What time is the wedding?
I have to double check.
Because it isn't usually, not usually in the morning.
Yes, anything goes, Agnes. Just say everything is catawampus and you never know any progress, change. Let me get those details to you. I'll send you an email and you send me an email. But thank you. I didn't even think of that. I just assumed you're busy, busy, busy like I should be.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, depending on what time you come on Tuesday, you know, if you were game to come a little later in the afternoon,
yeah,
or for either that or first thing in the morning, I have my 12:30 to 4:30. That, so I mean, at 4:30, it would probably take me an hour to get out to the ferry, or I could pick you up earlier, but that would be like a 9 o'clock ferry for you, and that might be pretty early to get out to the ferry.
Yeah, I've got to find out the details to that.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, I'm basically, you know, if you were city busing it, yeah, I mean, I can't even have my daughter pick you up because she works.
What's happened?
What
she's working.
Oh, she's, no, I meant my daughter on this side.
Oh, gosh.
Like when you got here.
Yeah. Now, how are Heather and Ruben doing, by the way?
They're just maintaining. You know, I mean, I think they're happy to sort of just settle and, you know, avoid any excitement right at this stage of the game. Still, who knows what's happening with the apartment. And, you know, I don't know. They've talked about looking for another place. So who knows? I mean, I don't ask questions. I just let them tell me what's going on because I don't want to be that naggy mother.
Oh, boy, that's pretty, that's a big spirit of yours to be able to do that. Chris, you want to know.
Yeah, but I mean, I am also well aware of the fact that, you know, she's also pregnant. So,
yeah. Yeah.
With another little girl.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, they found that out last week, so.
When is she expecting? When is the date?
Middle of December.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
On a work note, just before I went to catch the ferry, before I left to go to Qualicum Beach, I stopped in to see Mike with some a specific question that I hope he can direct me to, and that was of the 65 Safeway stores in the Lower Mainland and the 16 that are in the Vancouver area, what is the standing or status of his particular store in terms of is it ranked number one? Is it the jewel in the crown? And then I emphasize what you and I have talked about, and that is my emphasis to promote this English club is to emphasize that this is a unique situation. It's not for necessarily for Safeways across the country. It's for this particular community because this particular community has all the stats that go with the necessity to have something like English clubs. So I'll get back to him sometime, but yeah, it was good to just keep the whole motion going, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's it'd be interesting just to see, you know, whether there is, it's possible to have forward movement given all the, once again, all the players, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there we go. Well, everybody needs a job. This is how I explain all the redundancy and the things that you have to start over and differently, although you've been doing them for 25 years that way. And the new way involves three or four more steps. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's more efficient. Yeah, this, for example, the medical life labs. And this was explained by a nurse there. She said, you know, it used to be you would just call me and I'd slot you in. Now people go online, they make arrangements. Those arrangements don't always work because the person going through the email doesn't always, there's two other people involved in the process. And she said, it doesn't work. Yeah. So when I think of that, I can promote my argument here. And that is that everybody needs a job. So if you find yourself doing three more things to do what you used to do for two more things, or just two things, it's because you have to hire people. Everybody has to have a job and they all want to do it their way.
Well, I think that what gets me, though, in the case of, you know, this particular Safeway is, heaven forbid they should, I mean, they trust the manager to run the place.
Yes.
And yet, heaven forbid they should trust him to make a judgment call on his neighborhood, his employees, etc., in case the mere act of allowing him the freedom to make a decision creates a precedent which other managers, perhaps with less community mindedness, you know, blah, 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 blah.
The blah, blah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, I think it goes back to how cautious we are, the political correct thing that has overtaken us for decades now. We accept it. It's just the way it is. But we're so careful. We're too careful. We're too cautious because we're afraid something's not going to work. And risk-taking quality is a vacant quotient. That's my assessment of it. And I mean, you're talking to the original risk taker here. People don't, and this is my summation, people say they like people who take risks. No, they like people who take risks and win.
Good point.
The actual risk taking is not admired. But risk is, you don't know, even with a calculated intel, you don't really know what's going to happen. But we have to know what's going to happen because we can't make a decision until we do. it's a paradox. It doesn't make any sense. But that marries into my favorite line of all time. Life is absurd, and you have to wake up every day and realize there's going to be a lot of crazy going on. And so find a way to sidestep it.
or roll with it.
Yeah. Either way.
You know,
but
you can't drive yourself crazy.
No, you know, you can't try and figure it out.
Yeah,
and that's the thing—you can't try and figure it out because you can't. So when I show my frustration, it's more with me deciding to do these crazy things in the first place. I know getting on the ferry is going to be an ugly experience. Why do I do it? Well, because I think it's not going to be as ugly. Well, maybe.
Well, I think it's like childbirth, isn't it? It's forced amnesia. It wasn't really that bad last time. You know, like a year has gone by.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. And the other one is moving. Oh, yeah, I've moved so many times. I'm sure it'll be easier. No, it's not easy. It takes just as long as it did the last time.
Oh, God, Only the boxes are heavier now. Because I'm older.
I completely forgot that piece of it. That's how human beings survive, though. I mean, if we really stopped and thought about what we were doing, we might not do anything.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Okay, I've got to go get some ink so I can print up all these magnificent documents. I've got three students now. So that's
great.
It's good. That'll keep me in there. And I picked a couple of lovely things out of the garage sale that Robert collected, and one of them is a compass. And I coveted this compass made in Germany, and it's a small compass. And I said, "Please, could I have this?" And she said, "Sure." And I love it because now I know where I am and where I'm going.
Yeah, I use the compass on my phone. Quite enjoy it. Yeah.
Well, I have an old-fashioned German one with the north and south and the little dial that floats. I love it, and I intend to use it every day. And you can take that comment, Miss Smarty Pants, any way you want.
No, that's fine. I think some of those things like compasses and even maps, real maps. I love
Oh,
maps.
yes. I have maps from classical Greece, and they're loaded with kind of inscriptions that some medieval documents are filled with angels and God, delightful stuff that they couldn't figure out in the ancient time what it was, but they knew something was out there. It had to be a god, right? So it's wonderfully whimsical and imaginative, and that's always a pleasure to bump into.
Well, happy compassing.
I'm going to do that.
I hope you
And
find your true north.
well, honey, I've been looking for a long time now. It'll probably bonk me on the head when I'm least suspecting it.
Exactly.
But we will get back to you tomorrow. No, tomorrow is Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, and actually, I'm filling in all week.
Okay.
Oh, I think. Oh, maybe it's next week. Just let me check.
Okay.
Oh dear, I'm gonna have to figure it. Oh no, I've jeez. I'd moved ahead to next week because of you coming. But yes, for
Yes.
this week I'm picking up those early shifts. So, I'm happy to. I can't do it tomorrow, but Thursday or Friday, if you wanted to talk even a bit later, whatever, we could do that. But otherwise, onward and upward, and we'll chat on Monday.
Okay, let's communicate with the email thing about the wedding thing, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, and also the gallery name.
And yes, and good. Okay, sounds good.
Alrighty.
All righty.
We will chat with you Monday, if not before, and I will email you immediately.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Have a good week.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye.